सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
So Arjun question was to Lord, Prichhami tvam dharma sammoodcheta. I am deluded about my duty in the battlefield. Yas shreya syat nishitam bruhu. Please tell me one thing definitely. What is shreya for me? What is good for me? The Lord says in verse number 11.
Shri Bhagavan uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha
Ashochyananvashochastvam Pragyavadamscha bhashase Gatasunagatasumscha Nanushochanti panditaha Shri Bhagavan uvacha Ashochyananvashochastvam Pragyavadamscha bhashase Gatasunagatasumscha Nanushochanti panditaha
Ashochyan anvashochaha You will find one common word, socha. Socha means grief. Socha means grief. Anvasocha means anu socha. Continuously grieving. Anu socha. Arjun is continuously grieving. For whom? Asochyan. Asochyan means those who should not be grieved for. Oh Arjun, you are grieving for the people for whom one should not grieve. For. Achha. Pragya vadansa bhasase. And you are talking like a wise person. You are grieving, at the same time you are talking like a wise person. Gatasun agatasuncha nanusochanti pandita. Gatasun. Gatasun means those who are dead. Agatasun, those who are living. Panditaha, the wise people, don't grieve. Wise people don't grieve for the people who are living and who are dead. You see, Arjun grief indicates the lack of wisdom. That is very clear. It indicates lack of wisdom. We can see that the sorrow is not possible. You see, the question was dharma. About the question was that Arjun wanted to know what is my dharma. But Lord is not giving dharma upadesh. Lord is giving jnana upadesh. Lord could have removed the sorrow of Arjun in 1 second. Or he could have told him, oh, get up, fight. And Arjun must have started fighting also. But that fight would have been with Soka. His mind will always be under the Soka. I didn't get the clear reply about how to remove this soka. Therefore, Lord's thought that the first the soak should be removed from the mind. Then after that, he will fight in the battle. So from the paramarthik drishti, from the absolute reality, there cannot be any soak. Because there is no death of self. How can there be a grief? So Arjun, you don't have this information. You don't have this knowledge, that the Atman does not die. From the Vyavaharic level, from the empirical level also, Lord is telling there is no Soka. Why? Because according to Dharma, the other people should have acted. They have not acted according to Dharma Shastra. Kaurav have not acted according to Dharma Shastra. They are Atatain. Arjun, you have said that these are people are Atatain. Killing Atatain also is not a sin. There is no question of shock. There is no sorrow. So from the Vyavaharic level and from the absolute level, there is no question of shock. But Arjun is grieving. Why Arjun is grieving? Because he is attached to kith and kin. He has forgotten that this is Dharma Yuddha. This is Dharma Yuddha. Pragyavadansa Vasase. And you are speaking like a pragyavan, like a wise person. Bhagwan said, whatever you want, you are going to do is anarjustam, aswargiyam, akirtikaram, and Arjun refuted. He said, no, Bhishma and Drona should not be killed. They should be worshipped. This is pragyavan. And ultimately he said, na yosseti govindam, I will not fight. And he sat down. Gata soon. Soon means prana. Gata soon means whose pranas are gone. Prana means the inhaling and exhaling. Gata soon. The prana has gone, that means dead. Agatasun, whose prana has not gone, that means person is living. Gatasun, agatasun, the nanu sochanti pandita, pandita, the pandit here, pandit does not mean the pandit who does the puja, not that pandit. Pandit here means atmavit, a jnani. A jnani does not grieve for living and dead people. Why? Because janma, birth and death is of body only. He knows that this happens, this is natural. And Atmavit knows, who is he? He is Atman, he is Brahman. Brahman has got no death, no birth. Therefore, he does not grieve. Okay, what is the cause of sorrow? The cause of sorrow is ignorance. When we are ignorant about our own true nature, then we are confused about our duty. When we are confused about duty, then the shock will come. Shock will come. When there is a confusion about your duty, the shock will come. Wrong action will happen, paap punya will accrue, and sorrow will. Another way, another cause, I am not adharmic. I am not adharmic and there is no shok is also. But I am doing, acting in the world for my, fulfilling my own selfish desire. I am not doing any adharma. There is no shok at this point of time. But I am fulfilling my own desires. That means to fulfill my own desire, fruit of action will come. How the fruit of action will come? As a papa and punya. It's not that always you fulfill your desire in the righteous way. Sometimes we take shortcuts also. So papa punya will come, sorrow will come. So asochyanarna sochatvam, this pada is explained from verse number 12 to 30. One pada, Gita is commentary of its own Gita. Now Lord has said this four pada in sloka number 11. The first pada is asochvanan anvasochastvam. This is explained from verse number 12 to 30, and pragyavadansa bhasase will be discussed from verse number 31 to 38. Therefore, Atma is not the cause of shok. That we know very clearly. Atma can never give me soap. Atma is not the cause. Therefore, Atmavit, he never experiences any soap because he is established in Atman. Therefore, it is said in Upanishad, tarati soka atmavit, tatra kamoha kasoka. Ishavasya Upanishad say like that. Then why don't grieve? Next question. Answer is given in verse number 12.
Natve vaham jatu nasam.
Natve vaham jatu nasam.
Natvam neme janadhipaha. Natvam neme janadhipaha. Nachaiva na bhavishyamaha. Nachaiva na bhavishyamaha. Sarve vayamatah param. Sarve vayamatah param. Natve vaham jatu nasam. Natvam neme janadhipaha. Nachaiva na bhavishyamaha. Sarve vayamatah param.
Na tu eva aham jatu, na asam, na tvam, na ime janadhipaha. Lord wants to say ki neither me, nor you Arjun, nor these janadhipa, the kings who are standing there. It was never that in past they were not there. They were there. And in the future also they will be there. And in present they are here. So from the standpoint of Atman, they were present in past life. Their form may not be like human. They may be in other shape, other being, but the Atman was there with them. After death, according to their vasana, they will take another form in the future. Lord also takes different forms, is it not so? Matsavatar, Kurmavatar, different forms he takes. Arjun might have taken different forms in the past life, in the future life. But the Atman in all being is one and the same. Atman is one and same. So in past they were there, in future also they will be there, and in present they are here in front of you. So why are you grieving? Atman will be there. So there is death for whom then? The death is for the body. Death is not for Atman. Death is for body. Ata param. After the fall of body also, they will also live. As a Atman, they will be there. Body may die, but the self will not die. Trisu api kalesu nitya atma swarupena iti artha. It means that the self is always there in three kal. In the past, in present and future self will be there. Therefore, Gurudev says, every body dies. Every body means this body dies. But nobody dies. Nobody is one. Nobody, Atman. Nobody dies. It is just like this. Suppose we are posted here in Chicago. And there is home. We are staying here. Now tomorrow we are posted to some other center. What will happen? This center will remain here. I will go away and enter into that. Like you people all are in their home. You are transferred to another city. You leave this home. You enter that home. Similarly, the Atman leave the previous body. Has come into this body. Will leave this body and will enter into another home. A human being is constituted of two things, matter and spirit. Spirit is permanent and matter is inert. It is changing and it is modifying. And the sentiency we are getting, the matter gets sentiency from Atman. Atman is one and same. Atman is one and same. So Atman in my childhood, Atman in my youth and Atman in old age, Atman after death and after taking another birth is the same, one and same. In our experience, in the childhood experience, the experiencer in me in the childhood is one and same. In youth, experience is same. It's not that when the childhood died, when youth was born, at that time, experiencer of my life did not change. It is same experiencer continuing. And in the three states also, in Jagrat Avastha, in the waking state, in the dream state, and in the deep sleep state, the experiencer is one and same. Once Raja Janak was confused about his dream. Raja Janak was king in the waking state. He dreamt one day that he has become beggar. So he was confused. He asked Ashtavakra, tell me whether I am a Raja or I am a bhikari, I am a beggar or a king. Ashtavakra said, neither you are king nor a beggar. You are Atman. So intelligent person is not deluded by the birth and death of equipment. Atma is nitya and eternal. Next.
Dehi nosminyatha dehe.
Dehi nosminyatha dehe.
Kaumaram yovanam jara.
Kaumaram yovanam jara.
Tatha dehantara praptihi, dhirastatra namuhyati, dhirastatra namuhyati. Dehi nosminyatha dehe, kaumaram yovanam jara. Tatha dehantara praptihi, dhirastatra namuhyati.
So why white people don't grieve? They know what? That dehin means the self here. Dehin and deha. Deha is the body. One who dwells in the body is dehin. Dehin means the self in the body is dehin. Yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara. This dehin, this self is one and the same in the childhood, in youth, and in old. Then he said, dehantar prapti. When he leaves this deha, this body, and goes to another body. That means death of this body and birth of next body. As far as our experience is concerned, in the childhood, in the kaumaram, in Yauvanam and Jara, we know the self is one and same. It is continuing. Our confusion is only Dehantar Prapti. After the death, whether it is continuing or not continuing, this is our confusion. Childhood, youth and old age, we have got the clear experience that the same self, the experiencer, is continuing in all three states. Tatha dehantar prapti dhira tatra namuhyati. Dhira knows. Dhira means a wise person knows. What? After the death of this also, the Atman will continue. Atman will remain. So all this kaumaram, yovanam, jara, mrityu, the death, and birth is for what? For whom? Deha, not for dehin. Dehin means self. Deha means body. This body includes your gross body, subtle body, and causal body. So we indicate our truth as satyam, jnanam, anantam, then sat, chit, ananda, mahan. Different words we use. But here, Lord has taken only one word and he is continuing with that word. Nityam. Nityam. In all the verses you will find he is emphasizing that self is nitya. Other things are anitya. Since self is nitya, why are you grieving? You should not grieve. Arjun is thinking everybody will die. Where is his wrong understanding? He thinks body is Atman. That is wrong understanding. Our understanding also is same. Body is Atman. Therefore, Arjun is grieving, and we all also grieve. Something happens to the body, we say, oh, the shock comes immediately. But whatever changes comes to this body, we superimpose on Atman. I am child. Are I is Atman. Atman cannot have childhood, Kaumaram and Jovan. I am young. I have become old. So we are making self as child, as youth, and as old. And all the states are mutually exclusive. When the childhood is there, then youth and old age not there. When youth has come, child has gone, old age has not come. When old age has come, then at that time youth is gone, childhood is gone. Mutually exclusive they are. But one thing wonderful is that we know this Kaumaram, Yauvanam, Jara, but we don't know our previous body. Do we know previous birth? No. And whosoever leave this body, where we will go, that also we don't know. That is secret. So changes relate to body and not to Atman. Atman is different from the Jagrat, Swapna, Avastha and Susupti Avastha experiences. It's all different. The summary of this sloka, we can say, Atman is one, experiencer is one. Experiencer of childhood, experience of youth, and experiencer of old age is one and same. States change, but not the experiencer. Avastha will change. Kaumar, Yauvan, Jara will come. Jagrit, Swapna, Susupti will come, but the experience will not change. So we have experience of the three state, Jagrat, Swapna, Susupti, and Kaumaram, Yauvanam, Jara, but we don't have experience of death and birth. From this sloka, we can infer that the reincarnation is there. After death, there is a birth. Self is all-pervading, we all know. Since it is all-pervading, it cannot move. But the general understanding is that when a person dies, iski atma chali gai. Where can atma go? It is already all-pervading. It cannot go. What actually goes is the subtle body. Since we know what is subtle body, it is the subtle body which moves from one place to another place, not Atman. Atman is always all-pervading, and this Atman is one and same in all beings, whether it is sentient or inert. In chair also is the same Sachidananda, in the ant also the same Sachidananda, and in me also the same Sachidananda. And the same Atman Satchitananda is in all of us. Everywhere it is one and same. When the ignorance is removed, then the subtle body also disintegrates. Gross body we see disintegrating when we take the dead body to crematorium. That we all have seen. The body is reduced to ash. What happens to the subtle body which moves from this place? Already subtle body has left that body, gross body. It has gone. So how that will be disintegrated? By knowledge, it will get disintegrated. Oh Lord, you are telling about the death and about the sufferings. But I am suffering now. You tell me something about my suffering, which I am experiencing now. The Lord says,
Matras parshastu kaunteya,
Sitoshna sukha dukkha daha,
Agama paino nityaha, Tam stitiksha swabharata,
तांतिथि च स्वभारत
मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्ण सुख दुःखदाः आगमापायिनो नित्याः ताम स्थिति क्षस्व भारत.
मात्रा हियर मीन्स सेंस ऑर्गन्स, ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन. स्पर्शाः मीन्स सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. So we have got five organs of perception and we have got five sense objects. Five sense objects are Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. And what are the five organs of perception? Skin? You all know, na? Good. So Matra Sparsastha, when the organ of perception comes in contact with the objects, what will happen? Kaunteya, O Arjun, Sit, Usna, Sukh, Dukha, Da. Sit, Usna, Sukh, Dukha, Da. Da means Dadati. It will give you these things. At physical level, Sit, Usna. At physical level, you will feel heat and cold. Sukh, Dukh, Sukh, Dukh, we feel at a mind level. And at the intellect level, man, apman, respect and disrespect. So at three levels, three pair of opposites we experience. At physical level, sit and usna, heat and cold. At mental level, sukh, dukh, joy and sorrow. At intellect level, man, apman, respect and disrespect. Sukh, dukh, kada. But what is the cause of sukh and dukh? The cause of sukh and dukh is our karma. Cause of sukh, dukh is karma. And how is that? It is anitya. All the sukh or dukh which are based on karma will always be anitya, temporary. Why temporary? Because the karma itself is limited in time. Karma itself is limited in time. Anything which is in limited in time will give only limited result. It cannot give you infinite, unlimited result. It can't give you. And who gives you fruits of action? It is Karturagya Prapyate Phalam. It is Ishwar. It is the Lord who gives us fruit of action. Acha, can you give an example? Sitosna. Yes, yes. You can easily, you can get, we have got the experience, but you want immediate result, then touch the positive wire of electricity. Touch it, immediately you get the result. Dukkha, immediately you will get the dukkha. Agama paino, they will come. Paino, they will go away also. Guaranteed. Why? Because we have already done karma. The good karma will give me sukh. And bad karma will give me dukkha. So they will come. They will go away also. Because the karma is limited and therefore the fruit of action also has to be limited. Anitya, they are temporary. Can I stop them? No. You cannot undo your karma which has already done. Can you do it? No. What can I do then? Tantitichasva Bharata. It is your karma. Tantitichasva. Now forbear it, Bharata. Okay. So what is the advantage of titiksha? Power to forbear increase. Mental strength increases. Patience, that also increase. So sorrow of death relates to body. Since the dukkha is agama paino, what is to be done? Sukh and dukkha based on karma are visitors. Ignore them. Take home point. Ignore them. Number two, learn from your experience and grow spiritually. Don't fight with them. Don't fight with them. You can't do anything. We may think, I was suffering in India, let us go to Swarga in America. My account in India is closed. No, it will come here also. Account will continue. So what good will accrue to him who bears heat and cold in life? Bhagwan says, listen. What will I get by titiksha?
Yam hi na vyathayante te purusham purusharshabha
purusham purusharshabha
samadukha sukham dhiram
samadukha sukham dhiram
somritatvaya kalpate yam hi na vyathayante te purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram swamrittatvaya kalpate
yam hi na vyathayanti. Vyathayanti means not afflicted. One who is not afflicted or affected by sukh and dukkha. Ete purusham purushabha, O man, O chief among man, samadukha sukham, in dukkha and sukh, sam, equipoise. Sa amritatvaya kalpate, he becomes fit for immortality. See how powerful is titiksha, forbearance. You can understand, our Guruji used to give the example, titiksha is nothing like, nothing but your shock absorber in your car. What is the job of shock absorber? Then when you come in over a bump, it will absorb some of this. And or when the wheel goes into the pothole, still it will absorb something. So man sitting in the car, he gets a little bit of jerk. Sam sukhadikam. A dhir is a person who is equipoise, one who knows. One person, Gurudev used to give such examples. One person was a devotee of Gurudev. And Gurudev gave him one locket. In locket there was the photo of Gurudev. And do you know that locket, sometimes we have got the one which opens like this. So inside it was like, and this will also pass away. So Gurudev told him that don't open this locket. When you are in extreme sorrow, and at that time you open it. So that person was so sorrowful, he wanted to commit suicide. He remembered, the Gurudev has said that you open the locket. You open the locket, this will also pass away. It is based on this principle of Gita, because whatever sufferings or joy you are getting, it is based on karma. And karma is limited, therefore the result also will be limited, therefore this will also pass away. But we think that the time of sorrow is very long. It is not getting over. So that gave him strength and he came back. Did not commit suicide. Some people want only joy and joy always. They try to adjust the situation outside. But that will not happen. But the question is, you can make your mind equipoise, some in sukh and dukkha, when it is tuned to higher. This is science. How can I make my mind some in sukh and dukkha? If that mind is turned to higher, then you can be some in sukh dukkha. To attain higher, we don't mind suffering also. Now I'm giving an example. Suppose you have got a gangrene in leg and it is giving you a continuous pain in your mind. Will you not ampute your leg? We are ready to ampute our body or the higher. What is the higher cause? Mind. Mind is suffering. If the cause is even further higher, we are ready to suffer at physical level and mental level. Example, if you are a freedom fighter, you have decided, I am fighting for my country. That person will be ready to suffer physically, mentally. Now, higher than the mind, if you tune it to the Lord, then you are ready to suffer at the level of physical level, at mental level, intellectual level. This is science. Once you tune your mind to higher, then we can become some. Sama dukkha sukham dhiram. So dhiram, the definition of dhira, a wise man, is sam sukha dukham. Now when we are extrovert, we are always dukhi. When we are extrovert, we are always dukhi. How? We focus on sense objects. That is what we do normally. We focus on the sense object and suffer after that. Every week I go to Houghton Mall 2 times. And there nothing attracts me because my need is one white kurta and one white pajama and nobody sells there. So nothing attracts me there. But you go there. And they have got an entrance from the Macy also. They want you to enter from the Macy. So you don't want anything from Macy. You are going inside. But the moment you see this side, that side. Every day they change the situation. This is summer thing has come. Winter has come. And always all side. Buy one, get one free. You see, the get one free is written in such a big letter. Free! But on the top, buy one. Is it a small? The moment you see free, you are attracted. You go and see. Gone. When you bring it back home, then you think, oh, I have spent so much of money. So much of money. Dukkham. And if you become introvert, this is the story of extrovert. If I become introvert, introvert means my destination is Atman, which is the highest, the goal is highest. What will happen? You will slowly, 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 you will get peace of mind. Desires will come down. Peace will go up. Shanti, shanti, shanti. And one day, you will get realization. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri